You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans. Be sure and check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week, we again have so much going on. It just never ends. It really doesn't. Thank goodness for that. It's so much easier to relax when you know it never ends. So some of the major happenings of this week is that we're about to have a full moon in Gemini. The sun is moving into Sagittarius on the same day. We're under the influence of a lovely trine between Chiron and Neptune, which is a very, there's lots of interesting energies going on right now. So what you're probably feeling the most coming up to the 22nd, when the sun enters Sag and the moon is full in Gemini, is an expansion of thoughts and ideas and philosophies. It's an interesting kind of balance of energy because we're leaving the Scorpio season, which is very, can be very heavy. It can be very sad. It can be dark and deep and depressing, and it can have, you can realize things about the world that you'd rather not think about. It brings up all the stuff that we've pushed away or repressed or tried to not acknowledge. And it can also make you feel jealous and possessive, and sometimes the Scorpio energy is like, I'll teach you a lesson. There's that sense of the almighty teacher thing going on that can happen with Scorpio, which isn't exactly fun for anybody. So though the depths can be quite fascinating, and a good way to use the Scorpio energy is to explore some sort of mystery or discover some sort of secret, it can also be kind of exhausting and sad and dark and depressive. But have no fear, because the sun is now moving into Sagittarius. Oh, good timing. The sun is going into Sagittarius, and it's something that is much lighter and buoyant, and it wants to have fun. And for the next month, it's actually a really good kind of time for the sun to move to Sag, because it's the Christmas season for people who celebrate that sort of thing. At least the winter solstice is coming. So it's often a time of busyness and celebration, and a time to get out in the world and meet with people and chit-chat and discuss grand ideas. So Sagittarius and Gemini are opposites. And one way that they're opposites is that Sagittarius likes to find the whole big, the ultimate truth, and often feels very certain that it has found the whole ultimate truth. Whereas Gemini isn't really concerned with the truth. It's more concerned with information. So information and communicating is all so much more important than the actual truth of anything. So there's a lot of, like, Gemini is very witty and verbal and good at connecting and good at putting ideas together, which is the connecting part, good at putting people together, good at putting ideas together, good at putting ideas together as well. So if you have to write something or communicate something, this Gemini full moon is lovely for that. There's a lot of information that you could get out of yourself with this energy if you need to. So it also helps you with Sagittarius sun, and it's just gone into Sagittarius, so it's very potent. And the moon in Gemini, it gives you sort of, I think, the ability to conceptualize the future and see what big, wonderful, grand, expansive plan you can have for yourself, and also be able to stay in the here and now and handle the nitty-gritty, which is what Gemini is pretty good at. It's good at, like, running about in the neighborhood and getting the chores, like getting the little details of life all sorted out. So together, it's a wonderful pair for creating reality, because sure, it's great to conceptualize a wonderful, fantastic future, but if you don't do the work in the real everyday here and now, then nothing's going to be made manifest in the world. So it is an energy that helps you to balance your ability to come down from the clouds and actually make something happen. So if you do have like anything to do with the Sagittarian energy, which is very truth-seeking, so the next month, it's like a time to be on a quest, because Sagittarius loves a quest. If you're on a quest, then things are going pretty good. And you can pretty much make up your own quest. It doesn't matter what it is. You can like quest to find, I guess with Sagittarius though, it's going to be pretty big. It's not going to be like a mundane, like maybe a Taurus would be on a quest to find the perfect armoire or something because they're very earthy. Whereas Sagittarius is on the quest to discover, you know, Mount Fuji in Japan, or a quest to discover the higher truth of who they are, or where we all come from. Are we just like, are the Christians right? Are the Buddhists right? Who's right? And where do we come from? And is any of it right? So there's a lot of philosophizing happening and going to go down in the next month for sure. So enjoy that and figure out what your quest is, because we all have a quest. There's something, especially those of us with lots of Sag, there's some sort of major thing that you've got to discover or understand or figure out or become. And now, whatever that may be, this is a perfect time with the full moon, which will be exact at 9:38 p.m. on the 22nd. That's Pacific Central Time, or Pacific Standard Time, sorry. And I think that's the Thanksgiving Day in the U.S., which is also a celebration, like a celebratory day to give thanks and gratitude, which is a wonderful energy to be beaming out to the world. And the same day, the sun is moving into Sagittarius. So that's a lot going on one day. It's a pivot point. The moon is full at 0° Gemini, and 0° is like 0 point. So it really can be a time when you start this whole new phase of your life, this whole new endeavor. It's a big, and you might be, because it's a full moon, it reflects the sun, right? So you might have a better grip on what's going on with you emotionally under the surface. You might have someone there reflecting back to you the truth of a situation that maybe you didn't want to see before, but now you can't help it. So that can make people a little crazy around the full moon, because all the stuff that they don't want to always look at can come bubbling up. And especially with the Sagittarian energy, with the sun in Sag, it could bring up the truth, whatever the truth is. And the truth needs to come up because it can help clear the way for you to move forward with no issues. The same day, Pluto will be trining that lovely full moon. And Pluto wants it to be transformative. Pluto, you can look to where Pluto is to see your soul's plan for growth in this incarnation, what you've come here to evolve into. So Pluto is active and very much helping to bless the energy of this full moon and keep you grounded in focused, and because there's a very laser-like ability to focus with Pluto. So it can help you keep focused, can help you figure out what it is you need to deal with. Stuff from the past might come up. Like anything that's kind of cluttering your aura, your realm of energy will become clear and you can get rid of it. Just get rid of it. Just dig a hole, bury it, and get rid of it. And actually, you know, depends on what it is. You don't want to like bury paint cans or something that will hurt the earth. So be conscious of that. But even just writing things down and burning them, that's the sun is in a fire sign right now, letting it go to the universe to transform. Anything that you need to let go of, the full moon is great for that. Addictions, bad habits, bad relationships that are bad habits, like anything. You want to get rid of stuff that you no longer use, maybe something you've held on to that someone else gave you that you don't really like. Like, get rid of stuff. And this full moon will help you do that. And with Pluto there, you're digging it up. You're digging up all the stuff that's in the way. So there can be a very wonderful opportunity for expansion right now. Yay, expansion. So as long as you don't eat too much, because yay, that's not that much fun of an expansion. So if you are the angry type, or have somebody that's quite passionate or feels your feelings very easily, the full moon is, oh, speaking of an angry type, That's my daughter's little dog, Dexter, and he gets angry because he's a terrier. And they get angry really easily. And he's actually a Gemini, so he's affected by this full moon. If you have any pets or you know anybody that's Gemini, watch how they behave over the next few days, like the day before, or a couple days before, and a couple days after the full moon. And you might find that they can be like very touchy, very irritable. Because we do actually have Mars not like connecting in a square to this moon too. And Mars will be, it's in Cancer, and it is emotional and sensitive and irritable. And if things aren't going right or things aren't going your way, and you might not even know what that is, and you feel yourself feeling frustratable and angry, be aware of that. Because with this combo of the truth seeker energy, there could be some outbursts. So make sure that you're aware that you might be extra angry. And it's good, like anger fuels many activities that you need to partake in and many things you need to accomplish in your life. So don't feel bad about being angry or make yourself wrong for being angry. Feel your feelings. It'd be nice if you could express it without causing damage, like maybe whatever you need to do to be angry. Like I like to like slam doors. If I'm pissed off, like if I'm in the kitchen cleaning, I'll slam the cupboard door. And I can get fiery because I have a lot of Sagittarius, which is a fiery energy. So whatever you have to do, stomp your, I like to actually do a hands on hip foot stomp once in a while too when I'm pissed off, when things aren't going my way. Or like a hand, you know, slap your hands together. You know, whatever it is that makes you feel, maybe you need to yell, maybe you need to like rant about something to someone who won't take it personally or feel like you're attacking them, but instead just listen to you have your rant. Maybe they'll rant with you. You could have like a dual rant about something where nobody feels like all the emotions are too much, because different signs relate differently to different energy, right? So you want to make sure you can handle someone that can handle your passion, and that way you won't be offending anybody, which is a possibility. And we still are, that's the full moon. So make sure you do take some time on the 22nd to acknowledge that full moon. Write down your wishes, maybe write a list of things you want to release and keep track. Because keeping track of these things in journals or however you may do it these days is very helpful to help you kind of get into the sync of who you are and how you react to the different astrological energies that are always changing, and how much progress you've made with manifesting the important dreams and desires you have in your life. Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius could very much be firing up all this need for truth, this need to express yourself, to go over the past in an area where maybe you should have expressed yourself, but you didn't. So now you have a chance to tell the truth again. So that's kind of lovely. And that is until November 7th, so you still have some time with that, or December 7th, sorry. And on the 24th, we have Neptune. Neptune is a big, watery energy, and it's going direct in Pisces. So it's been retrograde, and now it's going to move forward again, and it's a very rumbling energy, and it can create all sorts of things. But it is in a connection to... So there's Pisces at 28 degrees, and then there's also a connection to Chiron that can make it for a very, very healing, very, like healing is the thing that comes to mind, but Chiron's not just for healing. Chiron is a wonderful teacher. It's a wonderful mentor. It can help you release pain. It can help you put energy and emotional power into your visualizations. So we are under the influence of a grand trine from November 17th to December 21st, which is the North Node in Cancer at 20 degrees and Chiron in Pisces at 28 degrees. So these are, it's a beautiful energy. And Neptune is in Pisces as well. So it's going to just be moving direct in Pisces. So it gives a very potent energy. Like imagine the power of a tsunami or the power of the ocean, that's Neptune. It's very, and it can just wash over things and pull back and have destroyed everything. So, and it does, it changes things by dissolving them, and it can cause a real fog and confusion to come up. So people who are heavily influenced by Neptune have contacts in their chart, or maybe are Pisces or have Pisces planets, Pisces moon maybe, they can be very influenced by confusion, by needing to escape. When Neptune is aspecting difficulty in a difficult way, it creates like a confusion and a not knowing which way to go. And it can also like make you dream up a reality that's not even true. So you can really confuse yourself, which is tricky. But if you use the good side of this energy and not the martyr kind of passive aggressive escapist side, you could make something amazing happen in the world. So use your energy to think of what you need to create in your life and spend some time with visualization. Just imagine every little detail of what you want to create. See it in your mind so much so that you feel it, get excited about it, and then project that into the universe so that your energy will attract back what you want. So you have to be quite clear, and this energy is very healing and helpful to allow you to be clear and to allow you to seed new realities and to allow you to visualize, even though the confusion can come up from the Neptunian energy. If you're using all that Neptune energy, and it's a trine, so it's supportive and it's a blessing, if you're using that Neptune energy to create a reality, you are going to be so impressed with how things go. So think big too, because Neptune is capable of loving luxury and beautiful surroundings and just surrounding yourself with beauty and harmony and peace and what makes you feel happy. But you can spoil yourself rotten too. Like there's no reason to not have money. And Neptune can bring, especially when Jupiter is in play and Jupiter's about to conjunct with the Sun and Mercury. And that can create massive, like big, great gobs of luck and wonderful opportunities that you wouldn't even see in coming. So do think big and keep your heart open and be aware that wonderful, inspired new beginnings can happen where you like really can start down a whole new path. So keep in mind what new path you may want to start down. On the 25th, this is where the Sun and Jupiter energy are helping to like expand all this newness and all this wonderful opportunity for change and exploration and adventure and maybe teaching and learning and publishing and expressing and sharing. And it's mutable energy, right? So where you have may have been stuck for the last while because Mars was in Aquarius for so long, it's such a fixed energy. Now things are moving and you can feel this sort of buoyant ability to make change in your life. So make sure that you take the time to formulate your plan. Get really clear about who you are and what you want to be in the world and how you're here to help. Because with the Sagittarian energy and Jupiter so strong too in Sagittarius, there is this quest energy around. So what quest are you on? And what are you here to do? Why? What are you here to accomplish? What are you here to share? And how are you here to help? All these things will kind of help. Thinking of in these ways will help focus you on what could possibly be created. And there is much to be created, let me tell you. It's pretty exciting times. So that is it for this week. Make sure that you do take time to acknowledge this full moon and acknowledge yourself and all of your efforts and communicate your ideas, even if, you know, maybe write them down first if you have to. Communicate, but be cautious because you might put your foot in your mouth, which is very Sagittarian. You might not mean any harm and then say something completely stupid that you regret. So be aware of that and hopefully you'll be able to hold back instead of, you know, like I want you to be honest, but also with some tact and diplomacy, which is important. Fingers crossed that you're capable of that because it can be tricky with all the fiery energy too. But do take time to acknowledge the full moon and Neptune on the 24th moving direct and the Sun and Jupiter connecting. That's a very powerful weekend, a very powerful energy. So it'll be exciting to see what you create or what you initiate in this time and what you release as well. So that is it for this week. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at hillaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and many blessings for a most powerful, transformative, brand new quest.